Welcome back to ZBZ on Here and Again Now. Today, we are joined with Chip Larduk.
It's Larduk. Okay.
Oh, like I'm so duck, sorry.
But there's no K. It's not Larduk. It's Larduk.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Larduk. For our listeners who don't know, Chip is one of the bravest soldiers here in Canada today. So happy to have you on the show, Chip. How are you feeling?
Hey. What's going on?
Okay, so Chip Larduk, you have been on a journey. You have been inside now for 487 consecutive days. And I just, first of all, first and foremost, I want to say thank you so much for your service.
Whatever.
I do want to get into it right away. Most importantly, Chip, how are you feeling today? 487 days inside. How are you feeling?
Pretty, well, tired. Hungry, I guess.
I can imagine. That's so great. I did hear, I know that we're on radio right now, but I heard the producer told me that you were actually gracing us with taking your mask off for the first time for this interview. So I just wanted to ask, why did you feel it appropriate for ZBZ for this interview to finally take your mask off?
Well, I've been inside for a year. Nobody else has been in here except me. I burn all my clothes outside before I come back in, and I put on a different cloth. Like, so there's probably no viruses in here, so it's probably okay. Maybe. I mean, I'm taking a big risk here, so I hope you appreciate that. But
we do. We know, absolutely do.
Whatever.
That is so. I just wish there were more Canadians who would hear your story and your bravery, really, more than anything. And maybe if you could bring us back to the beginning of the pandemic.
These people think they're being brave, like going out and like protesting or whatever. Like, I'd like to see you like sit on a couch for a year and a half. Like, you think that's easy?
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing Super Mario for like 9 months.
Absolutely. And that must have been a hard decision for you to make.
Well, I mean, otherwise, like, what am I going to, I'm going to go outside and just be killing people. So
it's very true.
Everybody should be inside. I mean, pretty obvious.
Yeah. And I suppose it's kind of hard when you have the type of courage that you have and you have the type of poise and bravery. It's probably hard to imagine what it's like to be like these other people who aren't as brave. But is there any message you would have to these people who are being reckless and just being these cowards who are going outside? What would you say to these people?
Well, they're on the wrong side of history, number one. And number two, maybe not in my lifetime, but in the future, we'll probably get like posthumous like medals and parades, I imagine.
I hope so.
We've torn down so many statues already, so there's places to put up other statues of people like me. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
That's such a great point. I hope to see a Chip Larduk statue one day. That would be so fantastic.
Yeah.
I know you're not alone in this fight. I know you're not alone. I know there's other brave soldiers just like you. And maybe I'm curious, are you alone in this battle, or are you connected with these other brave soldiers who are staying inside, or is it just you out there?
Well, I have a lot of people I talk to on like Xbox Live, the pizza guy, Uber guy who delivers my food. So no, I mean, I have a pretty big network of people that I, my social life is better than it was in high school, so.
Fantastic. We are trying to coach more people to increase, the amount of bravery that they have in staying inside. And was there a big inspiration for you? What's been keeping you going to continue to fight the good fight every single day and be a lockdown warrior and doing the right thing? Is there any big inspirations that you draw upon day by day?
Well, sometimes I think about like when I was in school and grinding like Warcraft characters.
Mm.
To get to like level 60, level 80, like there's a lot of time. I had a lot of practice being inside in the dark all day with the windows and blinds closed, so I wouldn't have like a day-night cycle. Otherwise, it would interrupt my grinding. So, I mean, I just kind of lean on those experiences of just putting in the work and the time and being dedicated to like a goal, you know?
That's really inspiring stuff. Warcraft.
I know.
This is something that you would probably recommend kids play more often, I would imagine, if you're learning these skills, right?
Oh, I mean, you gotta manage all your spells and your item inventory. There's a lot about like and like resource management. So there's a lot of lessons there. I mean, you can't just sit down and play for like 15 minutes and do anything. Like you have to put in like a basically, it's basically like work. It's pretty much the same as having like a job. So.
Perseverance. It's perseverance. It's consistency. It's showing up every day
Yeah.
and doing your job, which is keeping people safe. And for the people that you are keeping safe, the grandmas,
I mean,
the grand
my dad worked at a tire factory and he just did the same thing and built a tire over and over. I don't see how that's different from me sitting here and clicking, you know, mining for internet gold in an ore mine in Warcraft over and over. Click, click, click. It's the same. What's the difference?
It is basically the
Except
same
I don't
thing.
get a pension.
Well, I for one
Whatever.
would love to donate and show you my gratitude for being such a Canadian, brave Canadian hero. Could you possibly give us your Venmo or your PayPal, or perhaps your WoW account? Maybe we can send you some gold coins. Does that make sense?
I pretty much only live on Dogecoin, so.
Oh, okay. I'll talk to our manager and see if we can work that. And we'll be sure to have a plug at the end of the show to make sure that we know where to send your Dodge. Am I saying that right? Dodge? Is it Dodge?
No, it's Dogecoin.
Dogecoin. Okay, absolutely fantastic. And for the young ones, for the young people who might be listening, inspired by your bravery, is there any message for them that you would want to say, aside from the World of Warcraft? Is there any other maybe morning routines you might have, or any sort of diet that you follow that you think really helps with your persistent
Basically, I just study from like, you know, like the masters in like Korea, and like to stay away like Monster energy drinks.
Right.
2 liter Pepsis are good because then when it's empty, you can use it to like, you know, piss in, and you don't have to get up and like waste time. You're more efficient. You have more clicks per minute that way.
Right.
And you know, if you want to take breaks, you can just. I mean, I have it hooked up to my TV, so I just don't leave the couch ever. I sleep on it. It's got a pull-out bed. I don't think I've gotten up in like 4 days.
Wow, that's very inspiring. So the energy drinks.
It's just more efficient.
In this battle against COVID-19, against these variants, do you look to people like Teresa Tam as your captain and Justin Trudeau as your sergeant and Doug Ford as your lieutenant? Are you inspired by these characters who give us these regulations to follow?
Well, pretty much. I mean, they're like the president of the country. Like, how do you, like, you can't just do that unless you know what you're doing. You can't,
That's right.
you know, they went to like whatever government school or whatever, and now they're the best at being the government. So that's why they're there, like anybody else. The best people are at the top always. That's how it works.
That's right.
Just like the music industry, just like in music and like acting, like the best people are always at the top. So.
That's
Yeah, I mean, you'd be stupid not to.
absolutely right. That's absolutely right. I'm really glad that you said that. That's exactly what we were hoping to broadcast. So, also, when it comes to the developing science that we see, is that something that you follow as well, or do you just trust the experts?
I fucking love science. Are you
Okay,
kidding?
okay.
Sorry, swear, but like, I'm really into science. I'm a Reddit moderator actually on like on the science page.
Oh,
So
wow. So how do you find time to also have those responsibilities while you're fighting for our country to save lives?
well, I mean, I'm just moderating on Reddit mostly just to pick up chicks.
Okay. A little bit. Wow, a little bit of a ladies' man, I see.
Well, I'm a little kind of a badass, but You know, I don't like to tell people about it.
We are on the radio right now, you know, Chip, but we're going to let it slide because you are one of our nation's heroes. Do you have any message to send to your sergeant and captain, Teresa Tam, who might be listening?
I'm just happy that they're, like, here. I don't know where, if we had, like, Tucker Carlson in charge, like, everyone would be dead. Can you imagine?
It sounds like an absolute nightmare.
I don't know how that guy, I don't know how he's not in jail.
We try not to bring him up on the show ever, so we're probably going to definitely need to edit that out. When it comes to saving the planet and saving people's lives with what you're doing, these lockdowns, there has been murmurings of climate change and the world ending. And are you anticipating that next fight, that next battle? And what does that preparation look like for you?
Well, I mean, I can't even go outside anyway. It's so hot out. That's global warm. I mean, it's like 35 degrees today. It's never, ever been that warm ever. And I saw yesterday there was like a forest fire or something. Forests are just catching fire. That's how hot it is now. So, I mean,
it's horrible.
Like, look at, like, just look at the science. It's right there.
Mm-hmm. It's right in front of you. Well, Chip, you are such a grand inspiration for everyone here listening at ZBZ. So thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm just curious, is there anything that you want to add? Anything that you, other inspiring words you want to share with our listeners?
I don't know. Like, if you want to send Dogecoin or like cat food for my cat.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get up and get it, and I can't go to the store because there's people that are there not, like, not wearing masks, and my Uber driver won't do it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, well, and I don't like sharing my pizza with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that'd be actually, if you know anybody that could come over and, like, clean this place, that'd be, I mean,
okay.
I can't work all the time. All I do is work here, like, staying here.
Yeah.
And, like, protecting everybody. So, if you could, you know, somebody could come and, like, clean.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just empty Pepsi bottles, like, everywhere, and, like, cat crap.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it kind of smells weird because the windows, welded them shut so COVID couldn't get in.
Right, right.
So, of course. I mean, like, I don't know, somebody, whatever. I mean, I'm just here, you know, sacrificing myself. If anybody wants to help me, that's...
It's the least we could do. We're going to make sure that we have a personal made cleaning service come over, and we'll have a hazmat suit for them, as I'm sure that's the standard when you are a brave soldier fighting COVID these days.
Finally.
Actually, speaking of protection and the weapons that you use to save these lives, is there any type of mask that you prefer? Is there any type of hand sanitizer that you prefer? I forgot about how we can all fight this war. Is there any sort of methods that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, like I said, like, it's more efficient to just have like a couch bed, and I just kind of have a hole in it that I can roll over to use for like bathroom stuff. And if I don't get up and go anywhere, then I don't touch anything and I don't spread any germs.
Right.
So, I mean, pretty obvious. Science.
Yeah.
I have a box of masks that I put on, like, I don't know, like, if one is good and two is better, then, like, where's 10?
Right.
Whatever. I don't know.
And that's the sacrifices you make to save lives. That is the sacrifice that you make to save lives. And it's...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like it's some lazy or anything.
No, I mean, it's just so... People are going to look back on your efforts, Chip, and they will truly be remembered. But I did want to ask, do you wear your mask in the shower, or do you take your mask off in the shower?
I have like boxes of wet wipes that I use, because like showers, like bathrooms are one of the dirtiest places in the house. So I don't even risk it. Like, it's just stupid.
Wow. I did not even think of that. Now that is commitment right there to your country and to your bravery. One can only hope.
Also, like, hot water for showers is like really bad for the environment. So,
well, I mean, you're just so many steps ahead when it comes to really saving our country from the future threats like climate change and the COVID going on. You have been tracking the enemies of COVID being the variants and these anti-maskers. Is there anything that you anticipate and that you're anticipating in the next front of this battle in the upcoming months?
Well, I mean, it's not fair. I mean, Gerald Butts said this, and he's like my hero. I want to be just like him. And he's like, it's not fair that if like a minority of people that don't care about everybody else should just be allowed to like, there's people just like walking around, like spreading germs and making everybody sick. Like if they're not gonna like grow up by like Christmas, like they're gonna have to be like put somewhere for safety.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's what we're anticipating as well at the ZBZ. And for the
I had a raccoon. I had a raccoon in here, and you know it's dirty. Probably was eating all like my leftovers. So I mean, I kill it with a blowtorch.
Wow.
So, you know, you just
Is there any message you would have for the enemies out there? A battle cry for these really despicable anti-masker, anti-vax people out there. Do you have any thoughts on that, or do you try not to pay them any mind?
Well, I just ignore them because like they're all gonna be dead anyway because they're outside. They're not even like vaccinated and they don't even wear masks. Like it'll take care of itself. Like nature was a self-correcting machine, and it'll keep getting rid of these people. They're the ones that are all dying anyway.
Yeah,
so eventually, you know, they'll all be gone, and then we can just, you know, like live in like Elon Musk's dystopia.
And that is the attitude of a winner. That is the attitude of a champion. And I'm proud to call you a brave Canadian hero.
Yeah, you just sit and wait that's how you do it. You just sit and wait for somebody else to like fix it. Mm-hmm. Somebody else always does. So, I mean, getting in, like, why bother? Yeah. It's stupid. Somebody else will do it.
And these people who, and this is kind of a slur word, but they need to be addressed the way they should be addressed. These anti-lockdown people. I mean, they're really anti-bravery, right? Because you're being so brave, staying inside of your home. Again, is there any things we should do to address these people? Or, you know, how do we try
I mean, like BIPOC heroes and like went to over to like Germany to kill Hitler, and you can't even just stay inside and play Warcraft? Like, how weak are you?
Right? It's so simple. Your courage is so inspiring, Chip. I have one question for you, though.
Yeah.
Skip the dishes or Uber Eats?
I like skip the dishes because, like, I don't do dishes ever. I just like food and whatever's left over. Just put on the floor and your maid will get rid of it, hopefully. You said, like, is she one like today or like when is she coming over?
We're still arranging that right now. I believe we need to get the hazmat suit that's up to your standard of bravery. If that's okay with you, it might take a couple days or so by the time we can get there.
Well, I was really hoping it would be today, but all right, whatever.
We'll see what we can do. I don't want to upset you because you have done so much service for our country. So we'll see if we can speed up that process. I do have a couple last few questions. You are vaccinated, of course, right? Have you been vaccinated?
Well, I'm waiting for them to come to my. I assume they're gonna go door to door anyway. So I'm just waiting because like I have to go out and there's people not wearing masks and whatever. Like I'm just waiting for them to come do it for me. So I have my arm like rolled up, ready to go whenever. Whenever they feel like getting around to it, I don't know what the holdup is.
Right.
But yeah, I'm going to get just forever, like just like in Warcraft, I like cover my bases and make sure I'm prepared like for all kinds of different like mages or warlocks or whatever, or like warrior class. I'm going to get like two of everything. So that way, I mean, I'm definitely going to be safe.
That's perfect. I mean, that's so smart, right? You're thinking ahead, and really a lot of the country needs to play catch up with you, Chip. You're being brave. You're at home doing what you're supposed to do and really fighting for the future of our country. And even people in our own Canadian government need to catch up with that. The mandatory vaccines, door to door, you're absolutely right. You're waiting for everyone else to catch up to your bravery. And I think that's...
Well, if it was easy to do what I would do, then like everybody would be doing it. So
leadership, really. You're showing leadership to the country, and that's what I love.
I guess.
You absolutely are. Thank you for being here again, Chip LeDuc.
It's LeDuc.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Fucking LeDuc.
I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. So sorry. I'll let you get back to your Reddit moderating. Is there any subreddits that we should subscribe to? Where
science
r/science
Canada
r/ Canada. Okay.
Politics
r/ politics. Good.
On guard for thee.
Oh, I love that one. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
That's probably the best one.
What, Chip, what is your stance? Do you have a stance on politics broadly? I mean, there's a lot going on in the country, and I know you're fighting the good fight, but any opinion there?
Well, I just vote for, like, the red guys because they say the best stuff, and they like, we got all this free money, so, you know, probably is a reward for being awesome. So,
yeah, and
I like the red team.
And they really are our leaders in this battle against COVID-19. So you're right. They are the inspiration.
Well, really. They've been in charge for like most of the country's history because they're the best. That's why they win all the time. So
the very best. The very
obviously,
best.
I always support a winner.
Yeah. And my last question, very last question. I know I've been having you for a long time. I know you're very busy. You have a lot to get back to.
Well, like the new Call of Duty's like downloading right now. So like hurry up.
So sorry.
Whatever.
When a statue is inevitably built for you, Chip, would you be willing to come out of your house for the ceremony of presenting the statue?
I guess. Oh, like I was hoping like maybe like Chris Hemsworth would be there to do it for me or something, because that's basically what I look like anyway. And I've got like I'm busy. I've got stuff to do. But whatever. I don't know. Whatever. We'll see.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't want to presume anything. I shouldn't have assumed that you would do something so careless and cowardly as leaving your home. I'm so sorry. That was very rude of me for my question.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm the leader. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Please, I'm sorry. Please accept my apologies. I'm so sorry about that, Chip. I didn't mean to disrupt your day. You've been through so much over the past year. So
my internet was down last week for like 2 hours.
Oh my goodness. And how did you deal with that?
I don't know, but I definitely left a piece of my sanity in there.
Wow, the sacrifices, and it's really like being in the trenches, isn't it?
I couldn't even look at my clock blink like 12 over and over. It was nothing. There wasn't a single screen to look at anywhere.
Wow. Well, Chip, I've taken up way too much of your time. Thank you again for being such a brave warrior for Canada and saving lives. Thank you again so much for your service, and we'll let you get back to your World of Warcraft. Really, really, thank you for your time, Chip.
Whatever.
Find more episodes like this at thewokenmail.com. Thank you for listening.
I mean, not everybody can do what I do and just not move for like months at a time, but. I mean, I'm like a level 80, like, stay-home guy. I'm elite at this. I'm thinking about maybe launching a website. I don't know, but I'd have to get up and, like, type stuff. And I don't know, maybe somebody else. I assume somebody else will do that for me, too. So I'm just waiting for that.